Nisaron lechala, mitch each chala, the 10 chalas, so each one had a Nisaron. The Asar lematzah. Now, 10 Israelim was left over for the matzah part. Uva matzah, shloisha minim, and the matzah part of Lechmatot, there were three types, chalas, or a kikin, or a vucha. Nimtzo comes out, shloisha esroinus, or shlish lechomin. Each type of these means of matzah had three and a third assigns for its 10. Shalish chalas lisaron, three chalas to yisaron. The midi Yerushalmis, in the midi Yerushalmis, hoyishleshim kav was 30 kav. Chamishos lechomitz, 15 for chomitz, v'chamishos lematzah, and 15 for the matzah, the same thing. Chamishos lechomitz, kav v'chatz lechali, each chala had a kav and a chatzi. V'chamishos lematzah, v'yematzah, shleshim minim, three different minim, was chalas v'kikim revucha. Nimtza comes out, chamishos kav v'nechom min, shtei chalas lekav, two chalas were for one kav. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this guy.
We'll go over again on the other side. So just wait till the end of this tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
What do you have to use? So they used to first cut down five soyim Yerushalmius, which was six midbarius. This is how much flour they need to make the 40 lechems of the Taida. So it comes out that the Yerushalmius, the measure of Yerushalmius, is 1/6 more than the measurement of a midbarius. So a kid would have to have six sorts of flour for the lachmei toida. Now really, shtei eifos, six soyim comes out to be two eifos. Because an eifor, because Mishnah says an eifor is sholos soyim. One eifor is sholos soyim. So here that you had six soyim, you had two eifors worth of flour. Now, we know each eifor is 10 isorins. So it comes out together, esrim isorin. You would have 20 isorins worth of flour to be used for the 40 lechems. Because an ephor is 10 isorins. A regular mincha needs an asiris ephor, that's called an isorin, 1/10 of the ephor. So here you have 20 isorins for the 40 lechems. Now how do you divide up these 20 isorins? So it says, asara lechomet, the asara lamata. Out of the four different types of lechem they make for the lachmei toido, we know one of it was chometz, and the other three types were matzah. So really there were 30 matzah and 10 chometz stick. So they divided up asara, 10 isarans here was for the chometz, and 10 isarans was for the matzah. So the kids say there's one ephor to make the chometz stick chalos in, and there are one ephor to make the matzah. So it comes out asara la chometz is isaran la chalos. Since you have 10 isarin for the chametz, and you have to make 10 chalas of chametz dik, so it comes out each chala was an isarin of flour. Now the asara la matzah, the other half was made to make the matzahs of the lachmei toida. Uva matzah shaloi shaminin, by the matzah there were three different types of matzahs that were used in the lachmei toida. They had chalas, or a kikin, or a vucha. Chalas, that's regular matzahs, or a kikin, that's like wafers. And then they had a revucha, that's like it was scalded in hot water. That's like soilus muveches, which it means you put boiling hot water on top of the flour. That's the one after that, they would again cook up, bake this dough. I think they say the Rambam's lashon is that keisli hamuveches, what's called muveches? Chota bereischin, first they pour boiling hot water over the flour. For yoyfoy samat, the Rambam says then they would bake it a little bit. The Yachakach after that, Koyla Oysa B'Shem, and they'll pour a lot of oil over it. Alilfos on a frying pan, a Kyoitza boy. That's the Kitza, that's called the Revucha. So they had 10 types of Revuchas. So out of these 30, it were used 10 Esroinim. So Nimtza comes out, Shloisha Esroinois, or Shlish Lechomin. Each one of these three Minim had three Esroinim, and a third. And it will come out to be Shlosh Chalois Lisorin. For each Isaron of flour, they made three chalas. Now, so far we made the cheshbon in the Midvarius. Now the Mishnah says, b'midi Yerushalmis, when you want to count the Yerushalmistika measurements, ha-yushloshim kav, altogether was 30 kavs. In other words, in the Yerushalmis, they did not have any Isaronis, they had any kabin. So they had 30 kabin. The five soyim of flour, for lachmei toida, comes out to be 30 kavs, because each saw has 6 kabin. So six times five is 30. There were 30 kabin. If so, chamisha osel chomets, 15 kabin were used for the one type of chomets of the lach metoida, the chamisha osel matzah, and 15 kabin were used for the matzah, the three types of matzahs. So comes out chamisha osel chomets, which comes out to be kav v'chatzil chala. Each matzah, that was each chomets tika chala, had a kav and a half of flour in it. Now the chamisha osel matzah, there are also 15 kabin of flour for the matzahs. The matzah shloshimin, and the matzahs had three different types. They were chalos, or a kikin, or a vucha. So nimtza comes out, chameshas kabin chomin, each min out of these three had five kabin to it. So comes out, shtei chalos lekav, each kav had two chalos. These are the two measurements, the midas yushalmis and the midas midbarius. Now the Gemara says, ha-toidah ha-isabo chomish soyin yushalmis. The toida was brought from five soyim of wheat, yushalmistic measurements, and Mishnah says six midbarius. So Gemara says, minu ha-nemili, how do we know this from? Minu ha-nemili. Rashi says that the Eifah is Shalos Soyin. How do we know this? Samar says, Amar Rav Chizur Chizur says, Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Necheskel, Ho Eifah V'Yabas Tuchen Echod Yia. That the Eifah and the Bas both have the same measurement. Now, Ma Bas, just like this Bas was Shalos Soyin, that was the measurement of the Bas, it was three saws. And so, Af Eifah, then an Eifah is also Shalos Soyin, is also three saws. So that's how we know that the Eifah is three saw. The other Gemara says, but Ubas, Gufim and Olin, how do you know this? How do you know Ubas is Shalosoyin? So then, if you want to tell me, Midichsi, from another post, it says there also, that it says, Lose, it says, Maiser HaChoymer HaBas, that it says, what, one-tenth? The Bas is one-tenth. So Gemara says, but Yefa Namikse, but Eif Rofu, it says, V'yasiris HaChoymer Eifa. It also says one-tenth. Elochoymer lo yadana kama, the question is, we don't know how much HaChoymer is. So maybe Hochinami Ros lo yadano kama, I don't know how much it is. But you're saying the pasuk says Maaser HaChoymer, which is the bas. But how do we know how much the tenth is? How much we know? What do we know? How much the bas is? It's not mavur in the pasuk. So more says Rabbi Nachman Milami Hoch in this pasuk says V'choy Kashemin Habas Hashemin or Maaser Habas Min Hakur Aseres Habatim Choymer Ki Aseres Habatim Choymer. And Rai says here for sure we know that a kur is 30 so. We know that a kur is 30 so. So says the bas is one tenth of that. So that's how we know the bas is one tenth of 30 so. Means it was 3 so. So from this pasuk we know that the bas is 3 so. And therefore we also know that the eifah is the same measurement as the bas. So we know now an eifah is also 3 so. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ein moisif an al hamidois. Yoise mishtus, you can't add on to the midos more than a sixth. V'loy ala matabeya yoise mishtus, and not on a coin also 1/6 more than it's worth. And the hamishtake, someone that's making profit, is also lo yishtake yoise mishtus, you can't make profit more than a sixth. Nothing more explains. My time, what's the reason of Shmuel? What's the reason the first thing that he says of ein moisif an ala midos means you cannot add on to the measuring cups in the city? Pashtun means even if the people got together and agreed to add on to the measuring cups, but they still can't add on more than 1/6. So the question is, my timer. You know, if you want to tell me, Mishum Afku Yitaro, because you're going to make the market prices, they'll become too high, you're going to raise the market prices, the Yachiv So Shtus Namiloi, then even a sixth should not be able to put the add on to the measurings. You can't add the measuring sixth more than it is. Even 1/6 also would make the market prices too high. Elo mishum I know. Elo my what cost of the Yisra I know. And now I'm going to chip somebody. Marsos ki heichid lo lehevei bitul mekach. No, there shouldn't be a bitul mekach. But that's the loch if it's only yishtus. We said the loch is the mekach is chal. Just you have to give back the I know. But over here, since it was done, the heskim, everybody was maskim to it, you would not have to return it. But more than a sixth, then the locher is, if you jip somebody more than a sixth, you charge somebody more than a sixth more, then the locher is, I know it's bottle. The mekach is bottle. Since it's bottle, that we don't want. We don't want to make the bittle of mekach. So Moshe says, no. Roma, Rova said, that Koldovish, Shebe Mida, Shebe Mishkal, Shebe Minyan, anything that's told in the Mida, the measurement, the Mishkal in the weight, Shebe Minyan in the count, is Afilu Pachas Mechtaino, even less than I know, is also Chayzer, also it's called the Bitter Mekach. That Alokh is only a sixth, or more than a sixth, that's done where there's not a set price, there's not a set measurement. But if a jip you want a measurement, and then even less than a sixth, you have a right to be chayzer. Like a mekach toys. So here also, that why only a sixth? Even a sixth should also be also. So Mora says, Ela Mishum Tagro. The reason is Mishum Tagro, because of the merchant, that we don't want him to lose out. Ki echad lo lemtayu adino, that he should not have a loss. In other words, if he doesn't realize the sixth that was added onto it, and he'll sell it at the right price, so he won't gain any money. But our company won't lose either. Like usually you charge a sixth more, that's what you try and gain. So therefore they didn't want to raise it more than a sixth. That even if somebody doesn't realize they raise the prices, still he won't lose at least, just he won't make anything. Samara says that a svara dinhud lo lemtayu, rav chalei boi, like you say, he's not going to have a loss, that's all we're worried about. But also he won't have a gain, so zavan bezavan, tig rikri, a person that buys and sells at the same price as he called the merchant, like what's going on? A person does business, he has a right to gain on it. So how could we just care that he shouldn't have a loss, but if he has no gain, it's not called business. Samara says, elo amra b'chitachin, says like this. Elam Rav Chizda, that Shmuel Kruash Kach Medorach, Shmuel found the Pasuk in Dashan like this. The Pasuk says, HaShekel Esrim Geira, Esrim Shkolim, Chamisha V'Esrim Shkolim, Asara V'Chamisha Shekel. HaMona Yilachem, also Pasuk in Yecheskel. As HaMona Yilachem, Mona Mosayim V'Yaboyim Heve, the one of the Mona was 240. El HaShemamino, plus, from here we learn out three things. Samara says, from here from this pasuk, Shemamina plus, we have three things. Shemamina mona shal kodesh kofel hoya, that the mona of hegdish was double the amount. Ushemamina mesifun ala midos, you'll add it on to the midos. But still, we learn out from this pasuk here, v'yoy mesifun yesu mishtus, you can't add on more than a sixth. Because otherwise the cheshbon won't come out over here. Ushmamin also, shtus melabar, that yid on the sixth is from the outside, means after yid it on, then it's called the sixth more. Omer Rabin Ravina says, Masnitin damidek, the proof in our Mishnah is like this. Tiktani, our Mishnah says, Toido hoisabo, chomesh soyin yerushalmi is, shen shesh midborius, shmamino. You see clearly a sixth more, it says it was chomesh soyin yerushalmi is, and the midborius was a sixth more. So you see, they added on a sixth more to it. That's why by midborius now it's shesh midborius shmamina.